With Earth Day approaching, consumers may look for ways to improve their environmental impact. And in honor of Earth Day, coming up next Tuesday, April 22nd, U.S. Cellular is encouraging people to trade in or recycle their old electronic devices to reduce their carbon footprint. And we are pleased to be joined on the show today with Area Sales Manager for U.S. Cellular, Eric Puryear. Eric, welcome into the show today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So why is it important for people to trade in or recycle their old electronic devices?
Well, it's super important because e-waste has actually grown. So e-waste is electronic waste, and it's grown actually 5 times faster than normal garbage collection or recycling since 2010. So if you think about it, every time you upgraded your device or get a new one, and now we have phones, tablets, you name it, a lot of times people don't know what to do with those, and so they end up in the landfill. And so it really is creating quite a problem.
In fact, I see here on the release that says 79% of recyclable materials are lost even before they reach the landfill. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
So, does U.S. Cellular offer a device trade-in program?
Yeah, we do. And matter of fact, last year, we brought in over 206,000 devices, which equated to about 92,700 pounds of e-waste that ended up not in the landfills. And the problem is these go into the landfills and then end up contaminating the water. And so it really, to help you kind of picture it, that's like 260 million gallons of water pollution prevented just by our customers bringing us their old devices.
That's amazing. How many devices did U.S. Cellular collect from their trade-in program?
Yeah, so just last year alone was 206,000.
That is incredible. Over 200,000 devices through your trade-in program there. That's about 92,000 pounds of e-waste from landfills and avoiding more than 260 million gallons of water pollution. So if people want to get a picture of that, that's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. We're really proud of our customers bringing us their old devices.
So does U.S. Cellular have some tips on how we can utilize technology to improve our carbon footprint?
Yeah, so there's quite a few things that people can do rather than just wish cycling, which is really, you know, you kind of put things in the recycle bin and hope they get recycled. Right. Mm-hmm. So Recyclamation helps you figure out, okay, so where's the local recycling centers? What can I do with this item? Right. And so I know for me personally, I don't know where to take everything. Right. And so if you can go to recyclenation.com and, you know, type in what item you're trying to recycle, and it'll tell you the closest place in your neighborhood or area to take that so you can recycle it responsibly. And then there's several apps that are out there that are available on your smartphones to really help you learn how to be more responsible.
One of those, the Earth Hero app I see here, which gives you hundreds of ideas to live a more sustainable life and care for our planet. So that sounds like a good thing to have on your phone, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, that app is really neat because you can set targets for yourself. So I'm not like a super environmentalist, but I do understand that we have one Earth and we want to take care of it, right? We want to keep it for our children and grandchildren and so on down the line. And what this app helps you do is go from where you're at today and how you can take those little steps to improve.
There's some other apps out there too that you recommend for people to become more eco-friendly. Talk about the Scrap app and the Paper Karma app.
Yeah, so I really like the Scrap app, because what that does is, for a guy like me that doesn't know where to put, you know, what gets recycled, what doesn't, you can scan the barcode of the item, and it tells you, hey, this is how you get rid of it. This is recyclable. This goes in the trash bin. This needs to get taken to hazardous waste. So it's really helpful for consumers that you know, don't necessarily know what to do with their trash. Mm-hmm. And then Paper Karma, this is one of my favorite, because you could actually go in, you could download the app, and we all get junk mail. We all get catalogs and donations and maybe mail from former residents. What Paper Karma does is it helps you unsubscribe from those so that you stop getting all those, and so it ends up, you know, saving a bunch of trees and just a bunch of waste.
Yeah, I think I'm going to download that one. I'm tired of getting all these junky, junky things that all I do is take one look and toss them in the trash, for sure. So how can people learn more about ways to utilize technology to improve the carbon footprint?
So one of the best ways is, first of all, go to uscellular.com and look at our trade-in program. We encourage all of our customers, you know, to pull those old devices out of their drawers. We all have them. Bring them down to the store. If they're worth something, we'll give you a credit towards some accessories or a new device. If they're not worth anything, then we'll responsibly recycle it for you. But uscellular.com is a great place to start. And then you can always come down and see Caitlin, Robin, Jordan, Mauricio, and Destiny in our store right there in North Platte. And they'd love to be able to help you find out how you can utilize technology to improve your carbon footprint.
Yeah. Hate to think of all these phones as we continually upgrade to the latest and greatest technology. I hate to think of the old ones being, you know, not recycled properly and going into landfills. That is no good for the environment, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, Eric, thanks so much for joining us and giving us tips to become more eco-friendly this morning. Eric Puryear has been our guest this morning, Area Sales Manager with U.S. Cellular. Thanks so much for your time, Eric, and have a great Easter weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you, Corey.